The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Janet will be joining us next year. She's enjoying the rest of the holiday. You know, the theme of our show that we've done for a long time has really been to try and understand more about health and disease, and more importantly, how to stay healthy and to uncover those hidden risks that make people sick. How often have you tried to understand why someone who is apparently takes good care of themselves, doing everything right, and they get sick? You know, I've seen that in the practice. You always wonder, how come, you know, someone doing everything right still gets sick? It's because there are a lot of hidden dangers that we need to be aware of. And once you're aware of them, then you have a better chance of avoiding them. And those are toxins in the environment. And, of course, the environment is not it's in the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink. in our household furnishings, in our clothing. I mean, we are being surrounded by all these toxins. And the interesting thing to point out that the position of the government, because we think the government is there to protect us, and I hope you realize that isn't always the case, because the position of the government, we have different agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency or the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Their position on these substances that are created in the laboratory, put in the products we use and the foods we eat, they're considered safe until proven dangerous. And to my way of thinking, that's kind of backwards. I would think you create a new substance, you'd want to consider it dangerous until proven safe, but that's not how they work. And one other thing, the agency in charge of this, I think, came into effect maybe in the 1970s, if I recall the time frame. And the point of that date is that all the chemicals that have been added to the environment and all, you know, in the food, the water, the clothing, the furniture, building materials, everything else, were grandfathered in. So there are literally hundreds of thousands of chemicals in the environment where nobody actually knows how dangerous they might be. And we need to be aware of that. And then once you're aware of that, then you know how to, you can take steps. So I'd like to start off just talking about endocrine disruptors, because a lot of these toxins, you know, they're not, you know, we think of a toxin as something that you're exposed to and then you die quickly. You know, we've seen those on in movies, TV shows, you know, where various toxins and the effects are almost immediate. But the effects of these endocrine disrupting chemicals are very subtle and they accumulate over a lifetime and disrupt not just your endocrine system, but increases your risk of cancer. That's why they need to be considered as a real concern, and we have to be aware of it so we know what steps to reduce our exposure to it. Now, how do we know that this is a problem? Well, I remember, let's see, I came down to Florida in 1981, and I think it was shortly after that you would hear on the news how there are problems with the alligators, that the male and female alligators are maturing at different rates, and it was threatening the population because if you have that problem, then you can't reproduce. Well, the same thing is happening in humans. American girls are hitting puberty earlier than ever before. The median age for breast development is now around the age of 9, with rare cases of extreme precocious puberty occurring in girls as young as 4. Now, this is not supposed to happen like that. This early puberty is triggered by the premature release of hormones, but in the girl, and this results in the secondary sex characteristics developing. And they're trying to understand why this is happening, and the researchers came to the conclusion that it's happening because of environmental exposure to endocrine disrupting chemicals. So in other words, there are chemicals in the environment that mimic a person's own hormones. And this is what's speeding up this process. Now, here are some interesting facts that I wasn't aware of in this context. You know, I knew, we've repeatedly said that you've got to cut back on your intake of sugar. It's bad for a whole lot of reasons. But they're also suggesting that high sugar consumption, especially in soda, can affect young girls' rate of maturation. Here's what they said. There is increasing concern about the widespread consumption of sugar-sweetened drinks among children and adolescents. I wonder if they're still in the schools, these vending machines. And, you know, it's not just soda, too. It's even the fruit drinks have just as much sugar as the soda beverages. Of course, the main concern with consuming too much sugar is childhood obesity, which clearly is on the rise. But they're saying that their study suggests that the age of first menstruation is occurring earlier, and it's independent of body mass index. In other words, it's happening in skinny girls as well as overweight girls. And it seems to be the highest, or at least occurring the earliest, let's say, in the girls with the highest consumption of drinks sweetened with sugar. So these problems are occurring now at an earlier age. I mean, it's happening even in preteens, that we're laying the foundation for all our health challenges to be experienced later on in life. It's happening early on. So when you talk about, getting sick in your 40s and 50s, let's say, or 60s, that whole process started in your preteen years. And we have to be aware of that so we can take steps to prevent it. So that's why the whole notion of treating patients with drugs, treating symptoms with drugs, in the short term, may have some slight benefit. But in the long term, it's really not where you're going to get the most bang for your buck as far as keeping people healthy. So here's what a mother of one 8-year-old wrote about her daughter, who seemed to mature. Her 8-year-old daughter maturing earlier than expected, exhibiting, exhibiting the behavior you'd expect to see, in a teenage girl, not in someone as young as 8. And we have to be aware that, first of all, that this is occurring, and I'm sure people are noticing it. I would assume, a lot of us, if you're not exposed to children, you know, obviously you're not going to notice it, but I'm sure teachers in school are noticing it. If you're a parent with young kids, you might be noticing it. And this issue is of a major concern because the early onset of puberty is associated with an increased lifetime risk of breast cancer. How much breast cancer increased risk? 30% higher risk of breast cancer when a girl enters puberty at a young age compared to an older age. Now, here's an interesting observation to put things into better context for you. For each year that the onset of menstruation was delayed, the risk of premenopausal breast cancer was reduced by 9%. And the risk for postmenopausal breast cancer was reduced by 4%. Now, we're talking about breast cancer. It also applies to prostate cancer in males. And I want you to think for a second. Do you ever hear anybody talking about how to prevent breast cancer? I haven't. I hear them talk about get your yearly mammogram. And they try to call that prevention. Obviously, it's not prevention of breast cancer. It's not even early detection of breast cancer. And what they say is prevent death from breast cancer with your yearly mammogram. And studies have shown that that is not even true. So it makes more sense with no matter what illness you're thinking about is understanding why those illnesses occur and take the steps that can lower your risk. Now, clearly, when a girl enters puberty, it's hard to change that, although there are parents that bring their children to endocrinologists and use medications to try and delay the onset of puberty. And they give a bunch of reasons why they want to do that. Now, I remember, you know, when you took biology in high school, at the turn of the century, they taught that the average age of puberty for girls in the United States was around 16 to 17 years of age. Today, the mean age of puberty in girls is 12 years of age. I mean, that's almost like the canary in the mine. I mean, it's staring people right in the face, and nobody's doing anything about it. But we're going to shed some light on this whole problem a little bit more when we come back after this break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back right after this.
At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Janet will be with us again next year, which is only tomorrow. She's enjoying her vacation. And we've been talking about how to stay healthy and understanding why people get sick, especially, you know, a lot of times it's pretty obvious why someone's sick. Maybe they were overweight, so that's pretty obvious. Or you saw they smoked a lot, or they drank excessive alcohol. You know, those are the obvious things. But I think beyond that, it's really hard to figure out why people get sick. I'm trying to think of the obvious reasons that we see in the practice. You know, of course, we do some testing. You know, we'll look for inflammatory markers being elevated or your insulin levels being higher than they should be, which is a sign of insulin resistance, otherwise known as metabolic syndrome or syndrome X. I mean, those are play a role because, and that's a reflection of too much carbohydrates, which is another way of saying too much sugar. But I'm trying to think of some of the other obvious things that we can observe about people that may explain why people get sick. Stress is a major factor. We can identify people experience too much stress with some of the specialized testing that we do here that looks at your autonomic nervous system. But otherwise, really, it's difficult to identify that. In fact, people live with stress on a daily basis, and they don't even know it. And I can say that about myself. You know, even though I try to control, you know, the stress, everybody has stress to some extent, but you don't really appreciate the stress you're under until you take a vacation and get away from it. And then all of a sudden, you can feel the difference. And that's why vacations are so important. That you want to get away from the stress, give your body a chance to relax. One of the other areas that's particularly important when it comes to stress, and it reminds me of, it reminds me of a story we talked about how saunas, people who use the sauna on a regular basis live longer. So, you know, these are ways of reducing your stress and, you know, so anything you can do to reduce your stress is important. Saunas are also important for another reason. They help you get rid of these accumulated toxins in your body through perspiration, another way of getting rid of toxins. You know, think about it. You know, how you, we're talking about these endocrine disruptors. They're toxins that we're exposed to. And we're going to get into some of the areas how we're exposed, not just in our food, in our cosmetics, things that you put on your body. But it's think about the room fresheners that people use, and then you're inhaling. These fumes, they may smell nice, but those are chemicals. Now, the endocrine disruptors hurt the body through several mechanisms. One is they mimic the action of naturally occurring hormones in the body, such as estrogen and testosterone. So they're going to affect both men and women. And because they trick the body into thinking they're natural hormones, which they're not, they block the hormone receptors in your body, and therefore thereby preventing the action of the normal hormones. So if they bind with your natural receptors, then your hormones in the body aren't going to work. And once this happens, then they affect the synthesis, transport, and metabolism, and excretion of the hormones, thus altering the concentration of natural hormones in the body. So if you think about that, okay, your body's making hormones. The receptors in your body can't take them up. Probably they become excessive. Your body has trouble getting rid of it and metabolizing it. So you can see all the problems that can occur. So what are some of these endocrine disruptors that we should be aware of? Well, plastics are a big one. They have fancy names for it, like phthalates and bisphenols. And they're really all around us. And they're used probably in almost every household product you can think of. Remember the movie The Graduate and Dustin Hoffman was getting out of, I think it was college probably, his the recommendation was get into plastics. That's when it was first coming out. And I think that movie was probably in the 70s. So, you know, that's when plastics really entered the environment. And you really have to do your best to avoid plastics, but it's still difficult to do that because when they're disposed of, you still get microscopic plastic particles entering our water systems, and then they get recycled into the food supply. It really is a problem. The plastics don't disintegrate. You know, they will stay in those, garbage dumps, you know, indefinitely. So, you know, plastics may also be one of the reasons we're seeing this difficulty with weight gain. And, of course, the people that should be most concerned about all of these issues about being exposed to environmental toxins are women who are planning to become pregnant, because their accumulation is going to be passed on to their children, and one of the side effects of that is a lowered IQ in children. So we can see all the different effects. Now, they have a lot of names, and dioxin, atrazine, arsenic, lead, mercury, some heavy metals. You have the organophosphates, those are pesticides. You have the perfluorinated chemicals. It's hard to remember all these things. So what can you do, you know, to avoid them? Because we can't really be expected to remember every chemical out there, to read every label. Sometimes I've seen this, you know, that they hide the chemicals because they don't want the public to know that there's something in the product that you should avoid. And there's recent evidence. So how do you avoid these chemicals? It's almost the same approach that we talk about in general as far as trying to stay as healthy as possible. Stay away from packaged foods. You know, think about it. The packaged foods and the processed foods are packaged in plastics, and so there's your BPA and phthalates. And that's not just in the plastic wrap you see around foods, it's also the lining of the cans that they're in. So you want to eat mostly fresh and raw foods, or at least buy the food raw. You can, you know, cook it yourself. And here's an important one, too. Try, and I do this, try and buy any of the food products. Buy it, if you have a choice, get it in a glass bottle rather than plastic or cans. And here's another suggestion that's important, too. Let's say you have to buy something in plastic. When you get it home, transfer it into a glass container. And, of course, avoid using plastic wrap. Now, I know a lot of people, I see it here in the office, too, and we try to stay away from styrofoam. You don't want to put, and especially you don't want to put that in a microwave. You don't want to put any plastic in a microwave that's touching food. So when using your microwave, which I recommend against anyway, but I know some people are going to use it anyway, at least put your food in a glass container when using a microwave. Because when you put plastic into a microwave, it's going to release the harmful chemicals even more. And here's something that's really misleading. On a lot of the plastics you see these days, it's going to say BPA-free. but they're just as bad as BPA. So it's, I don't know if you're, if it's that much safer. I'm out of touch with babies these days, but you want to use glass baby bottles and not plastic baby bottles. And here's something to think about, too, with the cash register receipts. A certain paper that they use could have BPA in them. There's another source. It's just amazing. You know, when you start looking at all the reasons, and we're talking about this because we're trying to understand why people get sick that try to take care of themselves, and it's all this exposure to hidden toxins that we come into contact on a daily basis. So here we get into choosing organic and GMO-free foods as opposed to conventional foods. And you want to also, and this is probably even more difficult, if besides food, because there it's labeled organic or GMO-free, but personal care products and building materials like carpeting, paint, baby items, furniture, mattresses, they can all be toxic. So you have to really pay attention to what you're getting, and it becomes very difficult. So you have to do a little research to find out which types of products are going to be the safest. Here's another issue, especially this time of year. People are buying a lot of toys for their kids. Here again, you want to use natural materials and avoid plastics. A lot of toys are made of plastic, and that's where the phthalates and BPAs and come in. And the younger kids tend to put the plastics in their mouth. Not a good idea. Now, for new mothers who are breastfeeding, that's the recommendation of choice. This is one way of avoiding a lot of the toxins in the environment, provided that the mother is avoiding them. And the recommendation these days is to try and breastfeed for at least a year and avoid the phthalates that are present in infant formula packaging and plastic bottles and nipples. So you can see how all these things just creep into our day-to-day life and we don't even know it. We've got more things to go over, and first we need to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment, 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility, and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Janet will be back with us next year. And before I get back to our topic today, I'd just like to remind everybody that our sponsor is advanced medical testing centers. And what sets them aside from your other blood drawing centers is they will deal with all the different labs. You know, we talk about specialized testing, for example, like the AMAS test, anti-malignant antibody in the serum. It's a way of detecting, in its earliest phases, cancer. You know, Quest and LabCorp aren't going to get that test for you, but advanced medical testing centers can. They deal with labs that deal with nutrient testing, like SpectraCell. So there's certainly a lot of advantages to coming to advanced medical testing centers, including the fact that they will process your insurance. If you have insurance that covers the lab, you know, they'll send that into the lab for you as well. So I'd like you to keep that in mind. You know, we have talked about the events they run, and they've, you know, changed it up a little bit. Whereas instead of having it on one specific day, they are now having it any day you decide to come in, as long as you call and make an appointment. And just mentioned you'd like to attend an event. And what that means is they will give you special prices on all the testing and make available to you a complete blood count, serum chemistries, your analysis, completely free of charge, just so you can experience their facility. So I'd like you to keep that in mind. And their number is 754-216-2332. And coming up in the new year, we're going to have a special seminar. Janet and I will be here. We haven't picked a day for it yet. But we want to show you firsthand some of the things we talk about on the radio, like the OnDemed, which evaluates your electromagnetic frequencies, identifies the abnormal ones, and corrects them. We'll show you how that works. Ultraviolet blood treatments we've talked about. We'll show you how that's performed. That's a very specialized procedure. Been around for a long time. It's been around for about 80 years. It used to be a mainstream medicine treatment until the drug companies decided they couldn't make any money with that treatment. So that's another one. We'll probably talk a little bit about chelation therapy, although there's not much to see on that one, but we can explain how that works. So those are just some of the things. We'll be able to show how we evaluate the autonomic nervous system. Extremely important, because when that becomes dysfunctional, it just sets people up for more serious problems down the line. Again, it's all about identifying abnormalities before they become apparent. That's when you can correct them. Because things are easy to correct if you know about it. A good example is, regular maintenance on your car. You don't want to wait till you have a blowout of a tire to change it. You know, in other words, you wore out the tire so much, but we'll just wait for it to blow out and then we'll change the tire. No, you want to monitor things. You see it's wearing out, you change it before something bad happens. We don't do that in healthcare. We wait for that tire to blow out in healthcare, because that's where the big money is, unfortunately. But once you're aware of that, you can take steps to prevent that. So getting back to our topic about, the hidden dangers that cause illness that we need to be aware of, and we're not. So we were talking about breastfeeding. For at least a year, so you avoid exposing the baby to plastics as much as possible. Use glass bottles, but even with glass bottles, the nipple may still be an issue. You got to pay attention to all that. So you use natural cleaning products, or even better yet, make your own. And here's an important area. Your personal products, like shampoo, toothpaste, antiperspirants, deodorants, all the cosmetics. These are areas where these toxic chemicals are rampant. And again, we're going to talk about triclosan used in many of them, and what the government's position is. They know they're toxic. They don't remove them. Here's one. I know more and more people with their shower replacing it with those frameless glass doors, which is a good thing from the standpoint of replacing a vinyl shower curtain. In other words, vinyl is bad as a shower curtain. I don't know anybody. It doesn't make sense to have a fabric one because that's not going to be water repellent. So getting a glass door is much better. I'm not sure. We've talked about this next one. And I'm not sure how many people are even aware of this. Dioxins, we've talked about how toxic they are. They're actually carcinogens. And they're found in tampons and sanitary pads that women use. So you have to look for safer alternatives, and they make them. So an important point. And then all the perfumes that are used may contain a lot of these chemicals. So you got to pay attention there. And for the same reason, these toxic chemicals could be found in fabric softeners, dryer sheets, air fresheners, even scented candles. I know a lot of people like that, but you know, you can see how, without even knowing it, we're exposing ourselves to so many toxins that we really need to consider. You know, we're all waiting for it to cool off a little bit here in South Florida. But when it does, open those windows to your house and get some fresh air in, because, believe it or not, the indoor air is more toxic than the outdoor air. And here's another thing. You know, if you've ever watched the way they build homes these days and the pipes they use, they're using PVC pipes. It's a type of plastic. So you want to probably avoid drinking water out of your plumbing system. It used to be we were concerned about the lead in the pipes, and then they switched to plastic, and there are issues there as well. How many of you have seen people drink water from a garden hose? Well, what do you think those hoses are made out of? So another area you have to be thinking about. And then you have to avoid using pesticides and herbicides around your home, like Roundup, for example. They have natural products. You just have to do a little research and consider all these things. You see, you might say, well, it's just a little bit here, but a little bit here and a little bit there, it adds up. It adds up on a day-to-day basis, on a month-to-month, on a year-to-year. Think about it. Over 20, 30 years, you've been exposed to a lot of products. Now, here's a very common product. It's called triclosan. It's an endocrine disruptor. It's interestingly, it's similar in structure to thyroid hormones. So we always talk about, we see so many people with symptoms of a dysfunctional thyroid, yet the blood tests don't pick up on it. It just could be a result of being exposed to all these chemicals. So these things can disrupt the thyroid. So I want to talk about triclosan because that one really struck me as kind of interesting, how they use it so much, how the government is doing nothing to protect the public, even though we all think they do. It's an ingredient added to many consumer products to reduce or prevent bacterial contamination. So on the surface, it sounds like a good thing. It may be found in products such as clothing, kitchenware, furniture, and toys. It also may be added to antibacterial soaps and body washes, toothpastes, even some cosmetics. And by the way, those are all regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. So what's their position on it? Triclosan is not currently known to be hazardous to humans. But several scientific studies have come out since the last time the FDA reviewed triclosan. And here's what some of those studies have shown. Animal studies have shown that triclosan alters hormone regulation. But then the excuse is, well, just because it happens in an animal doesn't mean it's going to happen in a human. Other studies in bacteria have raised the possibility that triclosan contributes to making bacteria resistant to antibiotics. So because these studies came out, the FDA is engaged in an ongoing scientific and regulatory review of this ingredient. The FDA may recommend changing consumer use of the product that contains triclosan at this time, but, you know, nothing yet. You still have to read labels. I think in Europe they've taken that out of products, by the way. Some consumer products show clear evidence that there may be some benefit. The FDA reviewed triclosan and some toothpaste, and it showed evidence that the product might be effective in preventing tooth decay. But I don't know if the benefits necessarily outweigh the risks. So the position of the FDA at this point is still it's not known to be hazardous to humans. Well, it's easy to say that since they haven't done any studies. So this is what I said earlier in the show. Their position is it's safe until proven dangerous. And I think it should be the other way around. It's dangerous until proven safe. They go on to say the FDA does not have sufficient safety evidence to recommend changing consumer use of the product. So there's some recent studies suggesting that it may be dangerous. Here's what they also say. This is on the FDA's website. The FDA does not have evidence that triclosan added to antibacterial soaps and body washes show any additional benefit than just using regular soap. So I just think we need to be aware of that. So triclosan has been around for at least 50 years. It's an antibacterial chemical, widely used. And by the way, now this is a different website, not the government's website. Now this is someone who's concerned about the health risks of triclosan. And they're saying, the FDA won't pull it from the shelves. They've done studies now. They show the active ingredient, triclosan, doesn't kill common bacteria any better than plain soap and water. Yet they keep putting it in there, and I'll give you the reason in a minute. And maybe that's a good enough reason to take it. If it's not adding anything of benefit in hand soaps, why not just take it out? But so far, it's not happening, but you just have to read ingredients. There's a little bit more on this topic that's important to understand. Right after we come back from this break, you're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're listening. listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Janice Cimarelli will be joining us again next year, which is tomorrow. And we've been talking about ways to be proactive when it comes to our health. But in order to be proactive, you have to be aware of all the hazards to our health are coming from. I think most people, know that cigarettes are hazardous. Probably the, fumes from cars, you don't want to inhale those. We've tried to help people understand the dangers of sugar, extremely hazardous. But after that, we're talking about environmental toxins. You can't see them. You really don't notice them. Their dangers are over a long term. And we're focusing on one, but by far not the only one. And when you're talking about triclosan, it's an antibacterial agent found in a lot of products. It was introduced in the United States in 1969. And initially it was used only in hospitals because of its antibacterial properties. But then it gradually crept into the homes, and then health concerns started to be raised about triclosan. The health concerns are associated with long-term exposure. Some studies suggest it may be carcinogenic because when triclosan breaks down, it emits dioxins, a known carcinogen, and considered to be some of the most toxic chemicals on Earth. And then in the 1990s, the whole concept of environmental toxins that are endocrine disruptors began to started becoming explored, and it became clear that triclosan was among these chemicals that stimulate the body's own hormones. It may do that. It may mimic their hormones, interrupt the normal function of hormones. It's affecting estrogen, androgen, which is the testosterone, and even the thyroid hormone systems. And then, of course, it's going to make its way into the water systems, and it has estrogen-like properties, and that's going to affect fish. It may be one of the chemicals that were affecting the alligators down here to cause premature maturation in the female alligators, and that disrupted the whole reproductive cycle. And the Environmental Protection Agency has agreed to investigate whether it may be adding to the challenges faced by any endangered species. You see how this is where the confusion begins. Well, I guess if it's in the environment, then it's the Environmental Protection Agency looking at it. If it's in, cosmetics, then maybe it's the FDA that's looking at it. So as concerns grew over time about triclosan in its ability to create antibiotic-resistant bacteria, just one more problem added to the list. Well, here's something else. Again, in 2012, a study found that triclosan exposure can weaken the heart and other muscles in the body. So it just goes to show you that they're using these chemicals. They're considered safe until proven otherwise. But we don't have to, agree with that. So you have to read the labels, because they will put that on the label that it has triclosan. And more products might even say now triclosan free. But the government agencies are not really doing anything about it. Here's an interesting fact. An agency that covers these chemicals, it was the Toxic Substance Control Act, passed in 1976. And that year is important because it grandfathered in most of the chemicals that were already in use prior to that date. Now, how many chemicals are that? Does that include? That's So we're not even looking at, you know, a whole host of chemicals. And for the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, to pull something off the market, their position is it has to pose an unreasonable risk to public health or the environment. Well, if you're exposed to low levels of a toxin, it could take 30 years for it to create that risk in a person. But nobody is ever saying that, oh, you develop cancer because of your exposure to these environmental toxins. You never hear that. I think when you ask the oncologist, what caused my cancer, his answer most likely will be, we don't know, unless you were a smoker and we're talking about lung cancer. There are over 60,000 plus chemicals already on the market back in 1976 when that law went into effect, the Toxic Substance Control Act. So 60,000 chemicals in effect, nothing has been done about them. Only a few hundred out of 60,000 been tested for safety. And out of all those, only five have been regulated. Imagine that. The FDA regulates cosmetics, and under the heading of cosmetics, the definition is anything that is intended to be rubbed, poured, sprinkled, or sprayed on, introduced into, or otherwise applied to the human body for cleaning or beautifying. So that's your definition of a cosmetic, or something regulated by the FDA. And then the EPA is left with triclosan, and that's found in housewares. But the that's the EPA, and the FDA regulates it in soaps, gels, and toothpaste. So I think this is part of the problem with bureaucracy. You've got so many agencies with overlapping jurisdictions, and nothing gets done. So this triclosan, it can be found in soaps, gels, and toothpaste. You have to look at the labels and get the natural product, or at least one that says triclosan free. So under the law, cosmetic products and ingredients other than color additives do not need FDA approval before they hit the shelves. So it's funny. The only thing they're looking at is color additives. The FDA can ban products or ingredients, but it has to present dependable evidence that they are harmful. Well, who's doing the studies? Nobody. The companies who manufacture the products, they're not going to present a study that shows their product is harmful. So, again, the onus is on all of us to be aware of this in the first place and think about what we're putting on our bodies. The impact on the economy, by the way, you know, consumers spend over $1 billion on these types of products that contain triclosan or triclocarbon in 2010. Imagine that, $1 billion worth of products. Now, they did a study, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, back in 2003, did a study and found triclosan in the urine of 3 out of 4 Americans. So we're being poisoned. The government is doing nothing. That's the point I'm trying to make, is we have to take the responsibility on ourselves to take care of ourselves. Don't you know, depend on the government. So in recent years, because as this information gets out to the public, just like we're seeing, by the way, with GMO foods and organic foods, the public is demanding a safer food supply. And as they demand it, you see more and more shelves in the supermarkets with these types of products. Same thing is happening with triclosan, but it's still out there. The FDA proposed a regulation that would remove triclosan and triclocarbon from topical antimicrobial products in 1978. Imagine that. But the agency only took action in 2013 after a lawsuit was filed. So, again, another reason you can't depend on the government. Now, there are new regulations going into effect by the FDA, which will go into effect, will become final in 2016, but it won't ban triclosan. Instead, they will remove the presumption that triclosan is an effective antibacterial agent. So products labeled antibacterial will have to show the FDA evidence that they work better than soap and water.
you get the feeling that people are being paid off here not to do what's best for the public? The new regulations won't touch products that aren't used with water, like those hand sanitizing gels, nor will they affect toothpaste containing triclosan, which most experts agree improve oral health. So we've just about run out of time today. I'd like to thank all of you for listening, and I want to wish everybody a happy new year. And Jen and I will be back on Monday with a whole new series of programs. And just a reminder, think about Advanced Medical Testing Centers when you need to have blood drawn. And again, thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.